Last year, a Nashville man got an unlikely chance at redemption. He walked out of a federal prison a decade before the end of his term after the Obama administration reduced the minimum sentence guidelines for dealing crack. Matthew Charles has spent the past year and a half rebuilding his life. But now, in a rare case, a higher court says he needs to go back behind bars. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli has the story.
It's early on a chilly Saturday morning, and already dozens of people wait outside a North Nashville food pantry.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Inside, the more seasoned volunteers have been here since even earlier, chopping vegetables and organizing shelves.
Two bananas, and how many?
Matthew Charles has volunteered every Saturday for almost 2 years. He gives instructions to a group of newcomers.
Sign out, and then you're gonna walk that person with those bags to their car down the street. To the bus station. Sound good?
Many of the volunteers at the little pantry that could are young men on probation or parole. Once their community service hours are done, they almost never come back, says Stacy Downey, the nonprofit's founder. But Matthew Charles has, every Saturday, rain or shine.
He is the best at connecting with some of these young men, and he targets, you know, who needs a little bit of work and who needs a little extra encouragement.
Charles is soft-spoken and reserved, but has an undeniable presence at the pantry. He's 51, bald with a graying beard, fit from daily workouts. Lately, Downey has been worried she'll lose him too, because Charles might be going back to prison.
It makes me feel sick just to think that he might not be here.
The compassionate man Downey knows now is very different from the young man who grew up in a public housing complex in Lexington, North Carolina.
Well, I was completely normal. Probably from the age of 12 up until at 29, I was probably hard as a stone wall.
Charles says his home life was chaotic.
All of my behavior kind of mimicked my father's behavior. That's how he treated my mother. That's how he treated us. She got pushed and slapped around like a rag doll.
He joined the Army to get out of the projects, but shortly after his return, he ended up in state prison on a rack of charges, including kidnapping and assault. When he was paroled, he moved to Clarksville and began selling crack. In 1996, he was found guilty of distributing 216 grams and buying two weapons illegally. At trial, prosecution pointed to his record. They labeled Charles a career offender. At the time, the crack-to-cocaine ratio was 100 to 1, meaning that possession of just 1 gram of crack carried the same punishment as 100 grams of cocaine, even though they're two forms of the same drug. Mandatory sentencing guidelines for crack meant Charles faced 30 years to life.
I got sentenced 35 years. I was heartbroken, didn't understand it.
But while awaiting trial, an inmate gave him a Bible. One night, he says he reluctantly reached out to God and had what he calls a spiritual awakening.
Just started weeping and crying, and it felt good. It just cracked the shell.
In the 2 decades that followed in prison, Charles rebuilt himself. He taught GED classes, worked on a college degree, and became a law clerk. Then, in 2010, the Obama administration reduced minimum sentences for drug offenders. Kevin Sharp was the federal judge who reviewed Charles's case. He looked over old transcripts to determine whether the original judge based the sentence on the crack guidelines or Charles's status as a career offender. An important distinction because sentences for career offenders haven't been reduced.
The way I read it, I thought that he was eligible. No doubt it was a close call. But I thought what you couldn't discount was what had happened while he was in prison. I also thought that was important. He had really reformed.
Sharp reduced Charles's time by 9 years based on the new guidelines. In 2016, Charles was paroled to a halfway house. He was finally free to build a life he'd envisioned. He rented a room in East Nashville, got a job, and bought a car.
I was making minimum wage money, and I was doing it the right way. And it felt good. It felt like an achievement. It was an achievement.
He started a relationship and even found out he had a second daughter and grandkids. They just spent their first Christmas together. But the government appealed his release on grounds that Charles was a career criminal. The prosecution declined to comment, but in documents filed with the court, they say the new, more lenient guidelines did not apply to him. And the Court of Appeals agreed. They said Charles should return to prison and finish his sentence. Cases like this don't happen often. Mary Price, an attorney for the advocacy group Families Against Mandatory Minimums, can only think of one recently, a man in Orlando whose mandatory term under state law was reduced but later reinstated.
To the American public, to individuals who are trying to rebuild their lives, sends a terrible message that it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how well you behaved in prison. It doesn't matter how well you're doing on the outside. That this kind of cookie-cutter justice is going to come get you.
On January 4th, Matthew Charles will stand before a judge. The outcome seems inevitable. He will most likely be ordered back to prison. But Charles says he's not defeated. 21 years ago, a miracle made a cold man want to change. 2 years ago, it set him free. Maybe redemption comes in threes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.